This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
State of War, Paul Mack on Joy 94.9 at 21 minutes to 5. It's 10 degrees right now, heading for an overnight low of a chilly 6 degrees in Melbourne. Gee, you'd pretty much wish you were anywhere else tonight, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like in bed. Yeah. Just crying because it's cold.
It's cold. And pumping that heater up and wrapping yourself in as many blankets as possible. But
and then sweating lots because it's too hot.
True. But we are very lucky to be in that position, really.
Yeah, exactly.
That we have a nice place to go and we are warm and toasty at night, because not everyone gets that chance, Jeanette. And I guess there are plenty of people out there that are homeless and unfortunate to be in the situations that they are in, and they've got good organizations out there supporting them, like the Red Cross Shop. And we are speaking to Bruce Wardley on the line now. How are you going, Bruce?
G'day, Jason. It's been a long time since I've been on Joy. I'm up in Sydney these days, but I know when I was in Melbourne, Joy was my little friend on the fridge. I really miss you guys.
It's great
talking to you. And yes, look, Red Cross is one of the organisations that's out there helping the homeless. We concentrate on young homeless people, and this is not the time of the year to be out there looking for somewhere to sleep for the night or looking for something warm. So we've got lots of programs, and those programs need to be funded. And our Red Cross shops, which most people would be familiar with, and one of the ways that we raise money to get those programs out to help those people on the street.
All right, well, let's have a look at those shops right now then, Bruce. How many are there around Australia?
Well, look, we've got a great network of shops. We've got 147 across Australia. We've got some really good inner city ones. And to find out where your local Red Cross shop is, go to redcross.org.au/shops, and you'll get your location of your local shop. And they're a great place to go and buy something that's a little bit different, that's a little bit trendy. I'll tell you something I did last night that was really amazing. I went to a design institute where a whole lot of design students had bought clothes from Red Cross shops, turned them into fashion garments.
Wow.
A runway parade. It was absolutely awesome. And let me tell you, I don't think the photos are quite up yet, but they'll be up by next week. The sort of things you can do with clothes from Red Cross shops, this was just amazing.
For those that want to be a little bit different.
Oh, look, want to be a little bit different, very bohemian. Some of the designs, some of them were very slick. Honestly, I honestly never looked that good. But you look at these photos when they come up next week, and you'll be really surprised. But look, apart from buying clothes from Red Cross shops, this time of year, we're really keen for people to donate clothes.
Cool.
And, it's a winter woolies drive, and if you've got an old jumper at home, or a beanie, or a scarf, something warm that you don't think you'll be using this winter, that's something that you've really got tired of, or just sits at the bottom of the wardrobe, please bring it into your local Red Cross shop. Just go into your local shop, look up on the website where your local shop is, and bring it to the counter. There'll be a big cardboard box where you just put it in there, and we'll take care of it. But we really need these warm winter clothes so that we can get them, we can clean them up, and prepare them for the customers to buy them, because we need that money for programs to help people out there who are vulnerable, who might be living alone and isolated, and that's another area that our community really does need to care about. People who find themselves perhaps elderly or isolated in some way, Red Cross has a phone service called Telecross, where we ring people every day just to make sure they're okay in the morning. And there's lots of people in our community that I'm sure would rely on that service.
Very good. Jeanette?
So I believe Dolly Diamond is also a regular at Red Cross shops.
Dolly.
Are there any other famous faces that have been spotted in the stores?
Oh, yes. Dolly Diamond is one of my favourites. we have a couple of quite famous ambassadors. Kate Ritchie, which you'd be well aware of.
Yeah.
TV. She has been an ambassador for Red Cross shops and absolutely loves it. And Jules Sebastian, Guy Sebastian's wife, is
oh, okay.
ambassador. Both of those have been in our shops over the years. They do great work with Red Cross. And Jules Sebastian particularly is a great stylist. And she's been doing some wonderful things with things in Red Cross shops. So we do have some famous people in there. But, I sometimes think that when people volunteer to work in a Red Cross shop, it's just like working in the dress-up box for a day.
Sure, yeah.
And we get a lot of young blokes and young women, particularly in our inner city shops, who go in, you know, once a fortnight for a day, maybe a Saturday or a Sunday, because we also open on weekends. And it's just like spending a day in a dress-up box.
Yeah, see, I think if I was volunteering my time in store, I'd probably walk away with more clothes than I put on the shelf.
So it's a great thing, but please, you don't have to do that. You don't have to volunteer, but we really do appreciate volunteers. We love people to come and shop at a Red Cross shop because you will get something different. And at some future date, I'd love to talk to you about this runway parade that we had last night at the White House Institute. The sort of things you can do with these clothes is just amazing.
It'd be great to get more insight into that one in future.
Yeah. Oh, just brilliant. But please, if you've got something in the bottom of your wardrobe, and I know how I have it, I've got to go and do it myself, drag it out, put a couple of them in a plastic bag, and wander off to your local Red Cross shop. Please donate it across the counter so we can resell it. And someone will get something warm for winter, and we'll get some money to help fund some of our programs.
Fantastic. Well, I make the suggestion now that if you're going to head out to the Joy broadcast tomorrow, make sure you go through your cupboards first when you get up in the morning, grab any good stuff you no longer need, and drive them on down to your local Red Cross shops, because they're open on the weekend, aren't they, Bruce?
They're open on the weekends, particularly in the inner city. In the outer suburbs in the country, maybe only Saturday morning.
Keep them for Monday.
And look, I'll be seeing you very shortly, Jason. I'll bring one of our big cardboard donation boxes and put it in the foyer at Joy.
Sounds good. Bruce, thank you so much. And the website once again?
The website is redcross.org.au/shops. Redcross.org.au. Easy to find. We're also on Facebook. Give it a go.
Thanks a lot, Bruce, from Red Cross Shops across Australia. We've got Andy Kay coming up with the news headlines next here on Joy 94.9.
Hi there, Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime, online at joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.